Amazing
Blog Talk Radio.
Which is Kizzy Wynn. So good morning, Kizzy. Nick Traylor. Good morning, Nick. And we have our Operating Under the Anointing team. Good morning, Laura Kelly, daughter of the Most High God. That's how you say it, girl. And then we have Byron Holton. So good morning, Byron, and Minister Terrence Harris out of East Texas. So we have this amazing lineup of people that were so excited that are going to be on this platform with well-renowned gospel artist Kiara Shear. A lot of people call her Kiki, but y'all know she's grown now, so she's Kiara, okay? So we're just so excited. So good morning, Laura. Thank you for praying this morning. Laura says she's praying, and I'm just so excited. So, well, what? Good morning, Dalise. And normally she's like right here being the scribe of the show, but either she's on her way or she got some stuff she got going on this morning. So we just want to continue to lift everybody up. And we ask that you guys pray for our Mornings at the Mansion show, as the Lord is really doing some amazing things in this season for his people, which is you and you and you. So if you are on Team Jesus, get ready to know that God has so much in store for you. Good morning, Rick Pope. Wow, Rick, I salute you this morning. I tell you, we had such an amazing time at our New Wine Empowerment Group, which has transitioned to the King's Haven Worship Center in Fort Worth, Texas. So follow our Facebook pages for the next month that we do. We do New Wine every month. It's the first Friday of every month. And I'm so excited. And also, this Friday, which is Friday the 20th, is Laura Kelly's birthday. Happy birthday, Laura. Cha-cha-cha. I cannot wait. You better try to get here next week for this birthday celebration, girl. We're not playing with you. She's like, Gloria Dios. Good morning, Delina, my sweet sister. How are you? I love you too, girl. And good morning, Fairy D. Robinson. I saw you sneak up in here a little earlier, girl. I seen you. Okay. We have such an amazing topic today. Are you guys excited? I kind of got my phone to where I'm cutting off the top of my head, but y'all bear with me. There we go, America. So listen, good morning, Dali. How are you this morning? I pray that you're scribing this morning. But I want to tell you guys, you guys have really got to get into these amazing gates of Thanksgiving, to where we are all collectively, corporately coming together as a body of Christ. And it's just the most amazing thing to be a partaker of. And you can get in an atmosphere of people who are worshiping God, who are sold out. What? Sold out to Jesus? Yes. I'm telling you, when you can get in an atmosphere of people that are just like radical and free and just want everything that God has for them, they just, and you open yourself up to receive it, I'm telling you, it's nothing like it. So I just salute Rick and Leslie Pope this morning from the Freedom Worship team, how you guys pillar the community. And I'm just grateful to be doing life with you and being on a platform to where we are all serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So I wanted to send my shouts out to Rick Pope. So good morning, Rita Sanchez. You made it to Texas, girl. Yes, we were praying for your journey, and thank God you are here, and I cannot wait for that lunch date, okay, or dinner, or even breakfast, girls. It's whatever you want to do. So I'm so excited about it. So Laura Kelly says, our familia, I hope I said it right, Laura, keeps growing and growing and growing in the name of Jesus. So we're so excited. So I want to send my shouts out to the King's Haven Worship Center this morning, with Apostle Anthony B. Burns and Pastor Betty Burns, who is on her journey back to Texas from her assignment in North Carolina. And I'm just so excited for them to come home. Amen. So, listen, we have an amazing topic today. And I pray that you guys have the mind and the hearts to be open today to hear what God is saying in this season. And our topic today is your life a message? To tell her God. He wants to know, is your life a message? Because he asked me the same thing, and I was like, what you say, Jesus? Well, let me check it out. Okay, let me check it out and see if my life is really a message. Because I'm telling you, every day people are watching us, especially as we declare that we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. People, I'm telling you, it's like a big microscope. Y'all know, like my reading glasses, this is probably a plus two, but they got the plus 800 on us. America, as we are really professing and proclaiming that we are Christ followers, because, you know, a lot of people's like, well, you know, what is the dynamics of a Christian? A Christian is really a Christ follower. If you are following Christ, then you are a Christian. And when you are a Christian, you have people that even other hashtag Christians are looking to see, let's see if she's really a Christian, or if he's really a Christian, or if he's really, you know, what he says he is. And a lot of times, this was so amazing when I was doing the little studying last night. This was from Gandhi, and what he said was, it is better to allow ourselves to speak for us than our words. America, good morning! I'm so excited to know that God is so serious about what he's saying to us in this hour. So we're going to go to the love letters, Laura, which we always say is fire today. But I'm just so grateful that, you know, as you read this word of God, which is his love letters, it is so many questions in here that God is asking us about who we are. Because if we are really Christ followers, which is Christians, then we are going, people are going to see Christ in us. And that is why this amazing concert is going to be so grateful for the youth, because it's called Avatar for Jesus. And for y'all that know, you know, I don't know, you know, some of us are kind of old school and we don't get into the Avatar stuff, but if you know what an avatar is, an avatar is made to look, well, in these times, the technical part, it's made to look like you. So if we're avataring for Jesus, then people are going to see the Jesus in you. And sometimes, America, we're the only Jesus that they're going to see. So we really, God is really serious about this topic today. He wants us to resonate on this word and think about what he's saying to us. Is your life a message? Because you're either going to leave a good message or you're going to leave a bad message. So you have to know that and remember what the word of God says. You can't be straddling the fence. You can't be lukewarm, because he said if we are that, he will spit us out of his mouth. So God is even saying, you can just be gone, be cold. I'm going to still love you anyway. And or you're going to be hot, smoking, like Laura says, dudamus, power, fire. So you have to decide what you want to be today. So I'm so excited, and I ask that you guys just pray for us today as we journey through these great nuggets of what God is saying to us. So to God be the glory. And Laura, we're getting ready to go into the love letters, which is fire. And we're going to go into Romans 12, 1 through 2 today. So Laura got me reading today. She got me teaching today. So y'all just pray for me as I kind of like flow through the word of God. All right, here we go. And now I can't believe that I didn't have it marked, but I'm over her. So thank you, Jesus. Oh, here we go. Romans 12, 1 through 2. So God's love letters, which is fire. So here we go. The word of God reads, I beseech ye, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. And two, this is so transformable. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove which is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So what's so amazing about this Romans 12 and 1 is, good morning, Kenya. Is that God wants to know, is your life a message? So ask yourself that question. And sometimes we have to do that every day, because the word of God also says that we have to die daily. We really do. So when we pursue truth, that's what leads others into truth. So if we're living a life that is transformed, which is through the renewing of our mind, because everything, y'all know how Joyce Meyer talks about, the battle is really in the mind. That's where the battle really is. A lot of times in the Word of God, in Ephesians, it tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, the powers and rulers of the darkness, and spiritual wickedness in high places. That's true. But I'm telling you, America, the real battle is in the mind. And then a lot of times we, when we allow the Holy Spirit to come in and live with us, through us, and in us, we can then be made into the light and see more of the truth and how God is really trying to set us free. I'm so excited about this message this morning, because really, we really have to think about in this hour, what are we doing? What are we saying? How are we acting? What are we believing? What are we really thinking about daily? You know, and we are human. You know, a lot of times, you know, people try to water down the word and be like, you know, we human and Jesus was part God. And but when the Holy, when he left the Comforter for us, we can be part God too. You know, we can be, with Christ is in us, we can really walk this life out. And I'm telling you, a lot of times the Holy Spirit be pulling my coattail, because I be trying to come out the box, and y'all know how we do it. I think I just got delivered from wanting to slap people in the back of the neck, for real. I really believe that the Lord has really delivered me for that, because I don't feel that anymore. I don't think that, but it's been so many days prior to that, America. I be like, Jesus, take the wheel, because this is how people will, you know, I'm telling you, sometimes we get into a place where we allow other people's behavior to dictate our behavior. And I'm telling you, a lot of times when we do that, we get caught up, and that's how, this is another teacher for another day, America, but that's how we become the puppet from the puppet master. And I'm telling you, that's a really deep teaching, but we'll go into that at another time. But I'm so excited to know that I have been renewed, you know, in my mind, and also what he says, that, you know, we have to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And we have to be very mindful that God has really chose us in this hour to do what he's calling us to do. And we want to make sure that we are representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And what is your life really illustrating? Is it really a message, or is it a mess? Okay? Because mine have been a mess before. I mean, I've been a hot mess before. But when I made the decision one day, you know what? My plans don't work. My things that I choose don't work. But when you are Christ-led, and when the Holy Spirit is in you, it leads and guides you into all truth. It really does. And it brings all things back to your remembrance. And that's what the Word of God says. So we're going to dig a little deeper in the Word of God, and we're going to go to John 16 and 13 this morning. And I pray that you guys are on fire this morning for everything that God has for you in this amazing day that he has made. And we're going to what? Rejoice and be glad in it. It's such a beautiful day, and I'm so grateful for the sunshine. And I know it's probably 100 degrees, but y'all get y'all plenty of water. Okay, so listen, we have a caller this morning. So, oh, we do? We don't have a caller? Y'all heard Miss Auntie Michelle. She ain't playing with y'all this morning. She wants y'all to call into the show so that we can all kind of chime in. And I just need like a little co-host today. Can y'all call in and host the show with me today? Laura Kelly, what's going on? Hello, get on your phone, girl. You have all your amazing friends here that are hanging out in the studio audience. So we want to take the opportunity to say good morning to our studio audience. So good morning, everybody. We're so excited. And I'm telling you, even this has just been a great weekend of saturating ourselves in the Word of God and hearing what he's saying to each and every one of us. So we're going to go to John 16:13. So call in, callers, so that we can all chime in together and have this great conversation about, is your life a message? Because really God is talking to us today about that. So John 16:13 reads, howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. So that's how we're able to have so much vision. It's through the Holy Spirit himself. So when we pursue truth, we then lead others into all truth. And that is because of who is in us, which is the Holy Spirit. And I just thank God for that, because there's no better time to come alive than now, America. Now is the time, because I don't know, you know, if you know, but in this hour, this is really the season for the people of God. And I'm telling you, the Lord is really doing great and mighty things in his people, and he wants you to, you know, be a recipient of that. You know, we can all be partakers, joint heirs through Christ Jesus in this amazing race of doing life for the kingdom. And I'm just so glad to know that God has a great life for you and for you and for me. But it's all about what we want. It's about a decision that we make every day. And we say, you know what, God, I choose to live for you. So I'm just excited to know that we are all on the same page. We all have the same heartbeat of what God is doing in this hour for each and every one of us. So just be encouraged, America, because I know that every day is not Sunday, as, you know, the world turns. But, you know, we have to know that God has our back, and things happen in life that we don't have no control over. You know, we want to know why these things happen to us, but I'm telling you, it is for, I just pray that God gets the glory out of whatever we're going through in our lives and our trials and our tribulations, that, you know, God will see us through, but we have to lean and depend on him like we've never done before. So I'm just so excited to be talking about this today, and we do have a caller. So good morning, caller. Can you hear us? Blog caller, good morning. So no connection. Is it connected? Can y'all hear us this morning? Well, if you just start talking, because I got to keep talking to the people, okay?
Gloria a Dios, la palabra de Dios es lumbre.
What's going on, Lord Shelley?
I'm loving you. I'm missing you.
Well,
just here rejoicing with the Lord and listening to the powerful message that you're giving right now, and just saying, Gloria a Dios, la palabra de Dios es lumbre. And taking
awesome,
notes.
Girl,
I'm taking
so
notes.
Listen.
Twin sister, daughter of the Most High. God!
That's right, Lord Kelly. I'm going to be quiet and just let you do the show.
Well, yeah. I just want you to know I miss you. I love you, but I am resting, and it was so needed. And just tell everybody I love them. Hugs and kisses for everybody, and I'm looking forward to coming back and being more on fire for Jesus. And everybody have a blessed day. I love you, and thank you all for your love and support. And this is all for the glory of Jesus, what we're doing, Twin Sister. So I'm excited. I'm excited for the greater things that are here for us, because God did say that our latter days will be greater than our former. So I'm excited for his will to be done. Amen?
Amen. So, Laura, when uh-huh. are you coming back, Laura? When are you
soon, very
back?
Soon.
Okay. End of the day.
I'll be coming back by the end of this month, okay?
Okay, girl. Thank you so much for calling in, and we miss you, like really miss you here, okay?
Okay. All right, love you.
I love you. All right, thank you. Oh, listen, I want to make this great announcement. Laura, who's so, oh, y'all already know that, but her children were baptized on Sunday. So that's a hand clap, America. That her children were baptized, and she was so excited. And you know how I think she's been doing the Holy Ghost Matrix all week, because you know how when you pray about things and you expect God to do them, and then when he do them, we just be like, for real, God? Ah, for real, are you serious? We do that. But that was one of those Holy Ghost Matrix for her in her life, where the Lord manifested what she always believed. So to God be the glory. And we're so excited for Thomas and Camilla and their new journey and doing life. And their wedding ceremony will be really soon. So we're going to be announcing that for everybody who want to come and partake in that time of celebration. So there's something to celebrate when people come together in unity and under the covenant of the Father. So that's something to really be excited about. It really is. So thank you, Laura Kelly, for calling in, and I really appreciate that. To God be the glory, not just me, but all of your blog and your Facebook family. And, yeah, you better get back here. Okay, that's what I got to say about that. But listen, life is too short to waste it by living someone else's dream, okay? So y'all know what we're going to roll to in the love letters. We're going to roll on to Jeremiah 29 and 11. So I'm so excited about this one here because I believe that most men and women of God, we really all are really holding on to this word here. Jeremiah 29 and 11. So y'all just give me a second. And y'all should be turning while I'm turning. Okay. Yes. So we are in the word of God, which is his love letters, which is fire. And we're so excited. So Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." So I'm just so excited because, listen, we've kind of talked about this on some previous shows, but this one's really, when God is just telling us here, life is too short to waste it by living someone else's dream. And people get caught up in looking at other people, whether, you know, prospering. That's an amazing thing. And it's great to watch and see people living in prosperity and living their dream. But a lot of times we kind of get caught up thinking, this is what we think, because it's in the mind. We think, well, you know what? If this is working for them, then that would work for me. And a lot of that is very true. But you have to get with the Creator. You have to get with God and ask him, God, what are your plans for me? Because what you're doing for Anthony may not be the thing that you are doing for me. So I want to, because see, if I go over there trying to sew up some clothes, and I can sew a stitch or two, hello America. But if I'm not called to be a designer and do the things that she does, then I'm going to be over there wasting my money. I'm going to be over there wasting my time, my energy. That's what we get caught up in, America. So we have to understand that really our life is a message, and we don't want to be fumbling and get into a mess, because that's what you get into when you start getting involved with other people's stuff. So that's why you have to go back over here to Jeremiah 29 and 11 and say, Lord, for I know that your thoughts are toward me are amazing. I know that they are super fantastic bubble plastic, and I want to know what they are. Because when we get to, and I always say that, you know, we get out of our lane, and I don't know about y'all, but anytime I'm out of my lane, I hear the speed bump. Yeah, I do. So I'm like, uh-oh, I hear the bumps. I got to get back over here in my lane before I collide and crash. Because normally that's what those indicators on the road are for, to let you know that you are out of your lane. So life is really too short for us to live or to want to do what other people do, you know. And so I just encourage someone to just say, you know what, God, I have been doing that, and I'm going to need to stop it, I say. I'm going to need to cut it out. And I'm going to hear what you are telling me for me. And the way to do that is you have to seek the Father. You have to seek his face. You have to get in his presence so that you can hear him. Because I think we get so caught up with all this stuff going on today that we don't get in a place that we can really hear God. And a lot of times it's, you have to find your own sanctuary or your own war room. You know, a lot of times, we were talking Sunday, a lot of times people have that time of quality to spend with God in their car. A lot of times people are in their bathrooms or in the shower or, you know, just in your own bedroom or wherever your place is, where you can get with God and find out what his dreams are for you, his hopes are for you, because he says he will give you an unexpected end. And that's amazing. So I'm just so excited about hearing God in this hour and knowing the right directions to go, because I've been in some wrong directions and I've got myself into some situations because I wasn't asking God first. I wasn't seeking him about me. I was trying to keep up with other people. You know, really, I mean, I didn't realize that until you sit back and you think, you know, you take a, good morning, Miss Jasmine Star Williams. You take a seat back in life and you just kind of look at your life and you kind of see, you know, thank you, God, that because like Laura was just saying in the Word of God, he says that our latter will be greater than our former. So we don't want to be looking at the past, but we do want to learn from the past, you know, because that's part of life's lesson. Because the thing about it, if we keep doing the same old stuff, want something different, some different results, and in the dictionary, it says that's a spirit of insanity because it's not happening. So we have to be mindful of that because life is so, it can be so amazing, and we have to pick the right, you know, times. Make sure that every door is not your door, okay? Make sure that you know that's your door. Because we, a lot of times we go through doors that are not even ours, and we end up in those doors. And y'all know when we were doing that teaching about block 25 and block 27, I don't know if y'all remember, but I remember it. And we were saying that, you know, we're over here on block 25, and Jesus has us over here in a waiting period for the manifestation. But we looking down at block 27, where they look like, that was in Psalms 37 and 7, I believe. Where they look like they got it going on down there. And then when you leave, when you abandon where God has you in this period of waiting, and you go over on block 27 and you open that thing up and you look at it and you all up in it now and you're wondering, you know what, I can't believe that I allowed myself to come over here where I thought they had it going on, and in all reality they don't. So we have to really be in a position to hear God in this hour because people are looking at our lives. Especially as we were saying earlier when we opened the show up, is your life a message? That's the topic today. Because people are looking at your walk, especially if you are a Christ follower. And I'm telling you, America, a lot of times we are more than likely the Christ that they will see or that they're looking at. And it's all about how we represent in this hour. So, like Sherry Brunson say, we back, okay? Sorry about that. We just... You know, we just got to roll with the Holy Spirit, however he flow with us. So, good morning, Rhonda Elkins. I pray that you are on your way to the mansion on Park Row. She says she just tuned in. So, good morning, sister of the Most High God. So excited about it. So, listen, we just read Jeremiah 29 and 11. We read John 16 and 13. So, write these scriptures down. And then Romans 12, 1 through 2. So, I'm telling you, we have to get in position to help people see the masterpiece in ourselves and through the master. And I was looking up last night, you know, some of the translations of the master, and really the translation of the master is the teacher. You know, when the disciples said, you know, we'll call him master or teacher. So we can be such an incredible masterpiece in the world today. You know, when people look at you, they you know, and I'm sure you guys have had the experience where people say, you know, they think you got it all together and you're looking like this and you're looking like that because God has put you together. But see, here's the big one, America. They don't know what you've been through to get to where you're at. Because I'm telling you, the process of life, in order for us to go through college, it's just like we teach at our Bling the Earth conference. It's like a diamond and how a diamond is really a coal in the ground. But it's got to come out the ground and then it's got to go through some stuff to be able to have the bling. You know, and the facets of it. And when you look closely at a diamond, it's got like different, you know, facets of it to where it's, you know, the light has to hit it a certain way. And that's the light of Christ in us. When it hit us a certain way, we shine, we bling. But it's because we've been cut in some places and purified and burnt up, okay, in a lot of areas of our lives. And I'm telling you, because when a lot of people look at my life, even y'all know I like to use myself as an example because I don't need nobody to say, she's talking about me. Okay? I like to use myself because I'm telling you, I mean, I have been in the trenches of life and I've been through a lot of things. And people look at my life now and it still ain't to me all of that. Okay? But I am living life like it's golden because I'm walking with the King. I'm telling you. And whatever God, and you got to be sold out, America. We're not just wearing these shirts just to be wearing. You really have to be sold out because the Lord says to you, I need you to go sell your car and give it away. Hello, America. No, really. Sell your car and give it away or just don't sell it. Just give it away. What you going to do? Really, because I'm telling you, the greater the I'm telling you, if you want God to elevate you, you got to give up some stuff. I'm telling you, it's so serious. This is so serious, and I know y'all like, Marlo, stop playing. No, I'm so serious because God is calling us into this place that He wants us to surrender. Because really, He's not trying to get nothing from you. He's trying to get something to you. And that is the word of God. And I'm telling you, that's why it's the love letters and it is fire. And the more we stay in the word of God, the more burnt up we become. He burns up the flesh. He burns up the emotions. Because I'm telling you, I mean, y'all pray for me because that emotional thing is a thing. And it is for me because when I find myself being dictated by someone else's behavior, and see, that's the old me. But that old me be right over here telling me, hey, I'm over here. Okay, I'm going to need you to get that, to do that, and that, and that. And then, you know, y'all know y'all go through this too. And then you be like, I can't believe. And then you be wanting to do these things that you used to do, you know. But I'm telling you, and you have to be careful in this place because when you are a Christ follower, your life is a message. It really is a message, and we can't go back and pick up the old who we are, and where, you know, where that's a 15 minutes because it. I'm telling you, it takes a lot to get back to where you left off, you know. And then you got to combat, and you got to battle with them spirits. Y'all know it's not this warfare. It's not flesh and blood. It's spiritual. So I'm telling you, be mindful of how you're really living today, how you really walking, how you really talking, what you're saying, what you're not saying, because our life is a message. You know, the topic was, is your life a message? And if you somehow think it's not, well, we're going to serve notice today. It really is. So you are, you know, representing something today. Wow. Okay, so, and a lot of people probably in this room have done that, you know. So, but really, when God is telling you to do things like that, y'all know the first thing y'all gonna say, that's the devil. Hello? What? That is not God. Okay. Y'all know y'all done said that because I have. That is not God? God would not tell me to do, I mean, we be talking ourselves all out of it. God would not tell me to do that. Yeah. It's the only car I got. Or house. Hello, America. Let's go even higher. If God says sell your house and give it all away. Or just give the house away. What would you do? For real. You have to ask, because God, I'm telling you, America, this happens to all of us. Some of us say, okay, yes, Lord, I will, whatever you want me to do. And some of us like, that's the devil. So, I mean, really, because even before I got to that place of saying, yes, Lord, it was the devil to me. And I was like, that is not God, until some more confirmations came, and they will continue to come. And then you said, you know what, that really is God. Okay, God, I will do it, whatever you need me to do. But I'm telling you, America, that's that's a place. Okay, it's so true. But I just thank God for, you know, bringing this to our awareness and our spirit man, and how He's really trying to deal with us. And a lot of times when we don't do that, we walk through life when the scripture, and I believe it's Amos 1:7, where it says, you know, it's like having holes in your pocket. Because you'd be like, man, where did my money go? I don't know where my money is. What happened? It's because we have holes in our pockets. Because we're not stewarding what God is calling us to steward. So, but anyway, that's another subject for another day. We're talking about the master and the masterpiece that you get with the one. See, Jeremiah 29:11 is really the master plan. Okay? Because He says, I know the thoughts that I have for you. So when you get with the master, He will give you the master plan for your life. And you don't have to, I'm telling you, America, you don't have to have nothing in the bank. You're like, what you say, Marlo? No, really. You ain't got to have no serious credit. Now, I'm not telling nobody not to get no good credit. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about kingdom and master plans, okay? They don't go together because that's a Babylonian system, and we're talking about the kingdom system. So anytime we're on this platform, we're talking kingdom, okay? So don't try to trip it all up and take it somewhere else, America. We're not doing that. So if you are running on the Babylonian system, get your credit right. Okay? But if you're on the kingdom system, it's all about seeding and stewarding. I'm telling you, sowing and reaping, and everything that God has promised you will manifest in your life. Houses, cars, the manifestation of the loved ones coming in and going out. And I'm telling you, that is a biblical principle. And when you live in the lane of, in the life of a biblical mindset, those things are due to you. That is your portion, and you have to know that. But you got to hear the master. You got to hear what he's saying to you, and you got to get with the master plan so that you too can be the masterpiece. And I'm telling you. So I just thank God for that, because the best teacher of all things, and that's, yeah, we're going to roll the 1 Corinthians 13. Okay. So let's see where that is. And I don't know what my time looked like, Anthony, what I'm looking like. What? I got that much time? What you say? Okay. So listen, we're not at the end, but we're going to talk about the end. Because, you know, really, the Lord wrote the end before he wrote the beginning. So in the end, the only thing that really matters is love. Love matters and love remains. Because I'm telling you, the Lord says in his word that seed and harvest time, the earth, heaven and earth will pass away. But that principle of life will always be here. So when we function in the best teacher, because we're talking about the master, and the reference to that is the teacher. The best teacher of all things is in 1 Corinthians 13. And we're going to go 1 through 12, but we're going to take our time, America, in this last portion. Because then we'll talk about our concert, and we'll talk about our power worship that's going to be this coming Friday with Matt Daniels. And if y'all haven't been in the atmosphere with Matt Daniels, oh my gosh. Yeah. You talking about going up and in this place and you see yourself with some wings on your back. I promise you do. So real. So 1 Corinthians 13 and 1 says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a clinging cymbal. Now, that right there is amazing, because the word of God is telling us, though we may speak with tongues of men and angels, if we have not charity, which is love, then we just like a whole bunch of noise. Because it says, it's like sounding brass, the thun, 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 all that, and clinging cymbals, thing, 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 all that. That's what the word of God is saying. If we come with all of that and don't come with no love, then we are just making a bunch of noise. So I pray that your life is a message. So we're going to roll to 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have no charity, I am nothing. So how much power do you think you got? Because I'm telling you, the word of God, God is not playing with us, America. He's not. We want to come with all of this stuff. Y'all know how we always talking about the clergy and the collars, and they want to come, you know, like the Pharisees with the big robes and the big boxes on their shoulders. And y'all know what the boxes represented was the prayers that were inside the box. Okay? But then they was like, do as I say and not as I do. We still have those in our churches today, in our families, and no love. So I'm telling you, God is so serious about this portion here of what he's talking about in 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 13. And 3, it says, and though I bestow all goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and I have no charity, it profit me nothing. 4 says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity endureth not. Charity envieth not. Charity vanteth not itself. It's not puffed up. And a spirit of being puffed up is pride. So we have to be very careful how we are really allowing our lives to portray, because it is a message. So what message are you giving, America, to the world? And to the body, to your own, in your own homes, because that's real ministry. Real ministry starts at home. So if we're not being affected, that's what's said right here. Because if you're just doing all of that in one, you're doing all of that, making all that noise and banging up like some brass and some cymbals, then you're not functioning in a spirit of love, then you're just making a bunch of noise. And in two, it said that you can have all this faith and all this power and prophecy, and you reveal mysteries and, you know, the secrets of God, but you ain't got no love, then you ain't nothing. That's what the Bible says. And though I bestow all the goods that I see, and this is where we get it all twisted. We read this in three. We go out and we feed the homeless, and we give our bodies and to be burned, and we ain't got no love. Because we want the world to look at us. Because, see, we're trying to portray a message. But if we're not really living it, then God is going to deal with us. I'm telling you, in that secret place. And sometimes he do it outwardly. And that's a big thing to know that. And I don't ever want to be in that lane. But I'm telling you, doeth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Six says, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endure all things. Charity never faileth, which is love. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fall. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. And whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. And that's exactly what it's talking about in 2. So 2 and 8 is really the same message. It just gives it to you a little bit differently, but it's actually the same. And 9 says, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. 11 reads, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. I pray so that that's what we do. Because a lot of times, we want to be all grown up, but we want to have temper tantrums. We really do. When God ain't doing what we want him to do and how we want him to do it, and then other people too. When other people not doing it like you want them to or when you want them to, we have to know that we are functioning not a spirit of love, but another spirit. Okay, and I'm going to go and say it. I can't clean it up. That's the spirit of witchcraft. When you are trying to control people, and when you want people to do what you want them to do, and when they don't do it, you want to treat them some type of way. That's not good. So I'm telling you, the Word of God, that's why I love reading this Word of God, because it'd be in my face. And it's really a mirror. It's a love letter, and it is fire. But it's also a mirror, and it will mirror you, and it will tell you all about you. Because a lot of times what we want to do, we want to point the finger at people, and then we got three more pointing back at us. And the thumb. Yeah, so don't ever do that. Don't ever be pointing the finger at people, especially if you are a Christ follower. Just allow yourself to be before God and have him deal with you. And then y'all know, because we want people to do what we want them to do, and we had such a great word on Friday night, it's time for us to become deeper intercessors for the people that we love, that are in our families, especially in our ministries, at our workplaces. We have to intercede for people, because, listen, ain't none of us where we should be, but we ain't where we used to be. So we have to know that. So that's why 1 Corinthians 13:1-13 is so powerful, because the Lord breaks it all the way down. And of course, he could have just came and said, above all things, love is the greatest. He could have said that, but he wanted to tell us why it is the greatest, because if we are functioning in anything but love, we're functioning in another spirit. And we have to know that. And we have to ask God, like David, create in me, Lord, a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. Because I want to seek your face. I want to be what you call me to be. I don't want to be getting all upset when people don't do what I think they should do. Or I don't want to be the one like in one. This one really just took me there. Where I'm talking the talk, got all the tongues, hello. And I ain't got no love. Because the Word of God tells us it is the greatest. So here we were talking in 11 where he says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man or a woman, I put away childish things. And 13 says, for now, we see through a glass. Clearly, it says, we see through a glass. Let me put these glasses on because I can't see. Okay. But now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part. But then shall I know, even as also I am known. And 13 says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity, which is love. And I'm telling you, when we function in a spirit of love and we band together as men and women of God, and even when you see someone else's life message, and, you know, we know that these people are capable of our family, our sister, just our neighbor, you know, is capable of walking it out and doing what they're called to do. We have to just lock arms in unity together and hold each other up, and then also hold each other accountable. Because when you have people that are coming up with you, there has to be accountability. Because a lot of times people want to act a certain way and do a certain thing and say they're still with you. Well, I'm telling you, they may still be with you, but on the other hand, they're really not with you. And you have to say, listen, ask God to open the door and open an atmosphere where you can really be able to minister to those people, or even just have a conversation. And you know, and he'll open it up if you ask him to, but it ain't going to be when you want him to. That's the thing about it. And I believe that as Christ followers, when we are leaders, and we see the things that people go through, we have to really function in the spirit of love, and we have to have a soft answer. You know, we can't be harsh and saying, you know, if it was me, don't ever do that, because it's not you. And if is a small word with really big meaning. So you have to be careful and be considerate of the things that you choose, you know, and let's be about our Father's business, and let's encourage the people that we're connected to, because I don't have perfect days every day. It just looks like this. I really don't. But in Christ, we can be perfect. We really can, you know, and only through him. So just be encouraged, America, as you are walking out your life as a message, and know that you want to make sure that you are looking like Christ. And even though sometimes it's not easy and things happen in life, we just want to come out the box. But we can come out the box. We can really do that, but we have to make sure that we're doing it in the right spirit. So we just thank God today for this amazing time that we spent together on the Mornings at the Mansion show. And we thank God for our studio audience that are so diligent and loving and pillaring and supporting us. And we just ask that you guys continue to pray for us as we walk out this journey, because life is a journey, and it's also a message. So you want to make sure that you are portraying the right message, because people are looking at you. They really are. Or to say they're looking at us as, you know, as Christ followers. So I'm so excited about this day, because this is the day I get to spend time with my sister who lives in Rowlett, Texas. That's amazing. And then my other sister's going to come. So we're just going to have a family affair at the mansion. Yes, I'm so excited. So Laura Kelly, you better get over here, girl. Yes, so I'm so excited to know that all of these amazing women in here are just, you know, pillaring, and we're all pillaring each other. And that's what life is really about. It's about us all coming together and each one reach one, that we can all actually be, you know, just be sisters and brothers in Christ. And that's really what we're called to be, and to love on each other and be kind. And Laura says, gloria Dios. That's what Laura says. So I'm telling you, the best teacher of all things is love. So even as you are walking your life out in a message, make sure you are functioning in a spirit of love. Because the word of God said it is the greatest above these things, which is hope. Love is the greatest. So I just pray that you guys have been encouraged today, as we have really heard the heart of God. Because anytime that we come before you, this is the heart of God. Because it's better to allow ourselves to speak for us rather than our words, which is our life, which is our message. So be encouraged, and we're going to talk about this Avatar concert. What time we got, Anthony? Okay, so we're going to talk about this concert that we really want you guys to go onto our Eventbrite page, which when you go onto eventbrite.com, you will see the Avatar for Jesus, everybody, and you will go on and get your ticket. Now, let's talk about the backpacks. We're doing a backpack drive for these, because this is a back to school, and it's for kids of all ages, including yourself. So y'all know I just turned 25. Yes, in the spirit. Okay? Because I don't need y'all saying, Marlo is lying. Okay? I did. I just turned 25 in the spirit, and that's amazing. But you can be a kid at any age. So this is for really, and we know the kids are going to come, so the parents are going to bring their children. So the tickets for adults are $32.50, but when you bring a backpack full of supplies, you get 20% off. And if you bring your child, and if they're 18 to 13, the tickets are $10. And kids 12 and under get in free. So that's amazing. So listen, this is August the 10th with Tierra Shears, and we're so excited about this amazing time for back to school, shifting the mindsets of the children, loving on them, letting them know that we are here for them, loving on them. I'm telling you, that's the biggest thing. That's why I can't stop talking about love. Because God is telling us love is the greatest thing of all. Amen. So for, and then if you can't come, I'm not going to say if you don't want to come, if you can't come to the concert, sponsor a few cheering. Okay? Sponsor you, a couple of youth, to where you can say, I want to feed into the youth, because you want to make sure the youth get here and have a great time of love and dancing and celebrating Jesus and celebrating getting ready for back to school and getting their minds and their hearts right. Because y'all know all the stuff that go on at school today, right? We want to impart into them to where they can be the next leaders. Just because another kid is doing something to where they will second guess and say, hey, you know what? I remember Jesus telling me I don't have to do that. You know, and creating an atmosphere that will shift the minds and the hearts of our youth. So that's what this concert is all about. So get ready, America, because this is what we're doing. So I'm just so excited about what God is doing. And I want to talk a little bit about this Friday. This Friday at the Kings Haven Worship Center, we will have an hour of power. And the worship leader, which is Matt Daniels, he will be leading the prophetic worship for that night. And then following, we will have a night of impartation and worship on that Monday night, which is the 23rd. Also, guys, we talked about Friday. I'm going to need y'all to get to the Mornings at the Mansion show because that's Laura Kelly's birthday. Laura is going to be 22. Okay? In the spirit. Yes. So I'm so excited for Laura. Y'all know she is. She out the box. She sold it. Anytime you sold out to Jesus, you age backwards. So if y'all not ready to be 55, y'all better come out, or 65 or even 35. When you sold out to Jesus, you really do age backwards. And I'm telling you, it's nothing like living life for Christ. And I'm telling you, being Christ-like. So, yes. So, Laura's saying Matt Daniels is so anointed. He's dudamus. He's the bomb, which is fire. And he really is. So, a lot of people have been in the atmosphere when Matt worshiped. So, if you've never had the experience, feel free to come out and let me give you the address. Because somebody will say, you didn't even give us the address. The address at the Kings Haven Worship Center is 2851 Evans Avenue, and that is Fort Worth, Texas, 76104. So feel free to come out and have a good time, and we're so excited about what God is doing in this hour. So I know we're a few minutes early, but we got to go, America. We got stuff to do today for the kingdom, okay? So listen. Love on purpose and live on purpose and make sure that your life is a message. So as Laura says, gloria a Dios, and we will see y'all next Tuesday at 10 a.m. And I love y'all, and I will see you there. Woo! To God be the glory. I just be like so wet over here, y'all. Yes, it's shiny. I can see myself. I'm like, Lord, I be wanting to go like this. So, Summer. You got to do the Laura. You got to take the picture.